This month we continue to talk about final things and the judgment and death and then the outcome of those things that take place after death. This morning we want to continue to look at the concepts of heaven. We want to look together at the idea that is presented to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Beginning there, the word says, "For we know that in our earthly house this tent is destroyed when we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." We read here a very interesting passage about final things, a passage that tells us that death is certainly in our life something that we cannot avoid. We know that the Hebrew writer in Hebrews 9:27 says, "It's appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment." We also know the Bible is full of many examples of the body, the physical body as being that tent that houses us here on this earth. But then as we read, this tent, this body, this physical will someday perish. We also think of verses like that which are found in 1 Corinthians 15, reading about the concept of the fleshly man, of the spiritual man, of the part of man that will live forever, that is God's, the soul, but then the physical that will die, and how someday we will be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and we will be different. And so when we read here about this tent that will be destroyed, he then makes reference to that other tent, that eternal tent, that body, so to speak, that tabernacle, temple, that thing which houses God, all these ideas are presented in Scripture. But what stands out here is the idea of not only what it is, but where it is. It says there the concept of this house of God that is not made with hands, is something that is eternal in the heavens. You know, one of the things that we all strive to think about, to dwell on, to encourage ourselves with, is the knowledge of heaven. And knowing that someday, although we've maybe struggled through this life and we've dealt with many problem issues, we've had the good days and the bad days, that there's something certainly awaiting us that is far better, far greater, and that is heaven. We see so many descriptive concepts of heaven and what it is like. But the most beautiful passages of encouragement, I think, are found in the book of Revelation, chapter 21. It speaks there about heaven or the new city, a new Jerusalem, so to speak. But in this passage, we find ideas of beautiful gates that are full of precious stones. We read about different types of glass that is actually gold, or pure and transparent in so many ways. But then it says the streets are full of it, and they are covered by it. And the light that illuminates this place is certainly God. And as we read there, not only about the walls and the gates and the streets and the perfection, but the mansions that are also found there awaiting us, that have been prepared for those who are faithful. Certainly it is great and encouraging in our hearts, in our minds, that we know God has not forgotten us, and that He has made ready for us places that certainly will be worthy to work toward, to do our best day to make sure that we will receive them. But then finally, look with me, verse 27 in chapter 21 of Revelation. He says there, how do we know if we will be there? It says, those whose names are written in Lamb's Book of Life. Let me encourage you today to focus on Him, but to know the only way you will go to heaven is to make sure your name is written there in the Lamb's Book of Life. Are you living today and every day as God requires that you might receive that great reward in a celestial city, that mansion over the hilltop, and that which God has promised to all those who have proven themselves according to His Word?